Tonight's shiur is on the second part of Musaf. We discussed Malchios last week. We're going to discuss Zichronos tonight. And the title is Remember the Past. And just as I did by Malchios, I mentioned that it's important before we daven Malchios and before we look at Malchios, you shouldn't have an improper idea about Malchios. In the last shiur, I mentioned that if you believe that Hashem's kingship is dependent on man, then you're missing the whole point of Malchios. So too by Zichronos. The idea of Zichronos, or Zikaron, means to remember. But before we enter into ideas about Zichronos, you should know that there's a tremendously dangerous idea and a false idea, and the Radak mentions it. I didn't put it down on the source sheet, so I'll just read it. The Radak says on the first pasuk that we're going to take up, Vayiskor Elokim es Noach, he says, Ein shichicha v'ein zikaron lefanecha yisbarach. That Hashem doesn't forget and he doesn't remember. Ki lashon zikaron hu achar hashichcha. When you say that somebody remembers, there's an implication of forgetting. Ela dibra Torah kolashon b'nei Adam, lahavin hashomim. But the whole purpose of using the term zikaron is for man, but it doesn't really reflect on God himself, because to say that God remembers implies that he forgot, which is weakness. So we don't say that about God. We don't say that he's actually remembering. So that's the first point, a critical point and a crucial point before we learn about Zichronos that you should know. That you should know that Hashem isn't actually remembering. The idea of remembering isn't accurate. It's only accurate in terms of our perception of God's actions, our perception of Hashgacha and how God relates to man. It looks to us like a Zikaron, like a remembrance. And we're going to get into that idea on a deeper level. And just as we did by Malchios again, my approach is, or my plan is, that I want to take up one pasuk from Torah, and we're going to take up two pasukim, but really one idea, according to the Rav, in Ksuvim, which is Tehillim. And the last, we're going to do the Nevi'im, one pasuk from the Nevi'im. So the first pasuk is highlighted in Zichronos. It's about Noach. And we talk about the Zechira of Noach, and we ask Hashem to remember Noach, and just as Hashem remembered Noach, and increased his offspring, so too Hashem should remember us. So let's take up the pasuk itself. It's Bereishis Perikhes Pasuk Aleph. It seems like a simple pasuk. Vayiskor Elokim es Noach, v'eis kol achayah, v'es kol abehima, asher ito bateva, v'yaver Elokim ruach ala aretz, v'yashoku hamayim. Hashem remembered Noach in the middle of the mabul and all the water filling up the earth and destroying everything on the earth. He remembered Noach and all the living beings and all the animals that were with Noach on the Teva. And he brought about a wind on the land and the waters started subsiding. Okay, so that's the pasuk, the first pasuk in the Torah psukim mentioned in Zichronos. And let's just understand the idea of Zikaron, because it doesn't actually mean that Hashem remembered because he didn't forget. So what is the idea or the concept of Zichronos? What can we learn about the actions of God, Hashgachas Hashem? So if we look at number two in Rashi, Rashi says, Vayiskor Elokim, Zeh Hashem Midas Hadinhu. So the shame of Elokim, which is one of the names of Hashem, is a reference to strict justice, Midas Hadin. And it's funny that the pasuk is saying, Vayiskor Elokim. It says that Hashem Elokim remembered, that Midas Hadin remembered. So why did, what is the pasuk trying to tell you? That really Midas Adin is switching over and it's overturning into Midas Rachamim, into mercy, through the tefillah of tzaddikim. And the opposite is the case as well, which is also in the story of Noach. Virish asan shel rishayim hofechas Midas HaRachamim leMidas Adin. And the evilness and the wickedness of rishayim can change Midas HaRachamim, the characteristic of mercy, or actions of mercy, into actions of strict justice. Shenamar, as it says earlier in Bereishis Vav Hei, Vayar Hashem ki rabo ra'as ha'adam, Vayomer Hashem emche. When Hashem saw that the society was corrupt, it says that he wanted to destroy the universe, Hashem emche, destroy the world. V'hu shem Midas Rachamim. The shem Hashem, Yudke Vavke, is a reference to Rachamim. So over there, really Midas HaRachamim was in play, and then it was turned over, it was switched into Midas HaDin. So Noach is an idea in changing over Midas HaDin to Midas HaRachamim, and the idea of earlier by the Rishayim was changing Midas HaRachamim to Midas HaDin. Okay, let's just go on in the Rashis. He says, Vayizkor Elokim es Noach. Fine, so Hashem remembered Noach. Ma zachar lohem lebehemos. Why did he remember the behemos, or what is that idea? Zechus shelo hishchisu darcham kodem lachin v'shelo shimshu b'teva. They had a zechus, they had a merit, that they weren't intermingling improperly before the flood, and on the teva they weren't intimate with one another, the animals. Okay, which is strange, Rashi. We'll try to explain that. Vayaver lokim ruach, ruach tanchumen v'hanacha avra lefanav. There was a calm wind that came before him, before God, which isn't literal. Al aretz, al iske aretz, with regard to what happened on the ground, on the earth, all the bad deeds. Vayashochu, and it subsided, the water subsided. Kimo, kishocha mas hamelech, lashon hanachas chema. It means that anger subsides. Okay? So the first idea in the Shir is to understand what Vayizkor is teaching us with regard to Noach. What is the concept of Zechira, and what's the Chiddush of the Zechira of by or with regard to Noach? Okay, so if we look in Rashi carefully, he's basically enunciating an interesting idea, but I think if you appreciate the idea, and let me elaborate on the idea that Rashi's saying, you can get a greater insight into what Zechira means. So he says that, if we go back to the first Rashi, he says that Zechira is the changing over by Noach. It says, Vayizkor Elokim es Noach, that Noach davened, and through his tefillah, Midas HaDin changed into Midas HaRachamim. Okay, how would you describe, this is for the women on the phone line if they want to answer, how would you describe the relationship between Midas HaDin and Midas HaRachamim? How would you describe the relationship? So I would describe it as on the opposite ends of the spectrum, that they're really two forms of justice, but Midas HaDin is harsh, the harshest justice, the most strictest form of justice, and Midas HaRachamim is also just, but it's the opposite extreme. So the idea over here of Vayizkor is that even, it's a chiddush in the Hashgacha, that even when the Hashgacha, when God's actions, when God's relating to man in one fashion, so immediately, if there's an idea in place, or a tefillah tzaddikim, there's a perfection that man displays, the opposite can come about in the face of that momentum. So even though the whole world, and this is the best example by Noach, Vayizkor, this idea, the idea that the Hashgacha can change and move into its opposite extreme in the most instantaneous manner is really by Noach, because the Hashgacha was really the actions of God were really Midas HaDin, because the whole world was being destroyed. And usually when there's a momentum, by a human being, for example, let's use a human example, and we'll show the distinction between humanity and God. So for a human being, when a person's in a certain fit of rage, when you're angry, it's very difficult. Usually, in order to move to the opposite extreme, there has to be a gradual, you know, shift. And there's a point where you're not as angry, and then to go to the opposite extreme of, I guess, happiness, or I don't know what the opposite of extreme of anger, but to go to the opposite extreme, it's very difficult for a person to do in the heat of the emotions, in the heat of how they're feeling. But the idea is, and especially your actions, man's actions, which reflect his emotions, there's typically a momentum to your emotions. When you're angry, so you take out your anger and you continue to take out your anger, and it's usually you don't shift to the opposite extreme so easily. It's very difficult to shift to the opposite extreme. But here, the way the idea of Zechira over here is teaching you that Hashgacha is not fixed. There's no idea of momentum by Hashgacha. And that when you have a Hashgacha, you have God relating to man in a certain way, the potential to change that very Hashgacha and make it into the opposite is there. It exists. And that's a chiddush in the idea of Hashgacha. Whereas by man's actions, you don't see that very often. It's virtually impossible, because there is the idea of momentum with man, and there is an idea of being embroiled in your emotions. By God, even though God doesn't have emotions, but his actions can change from one extreme to the other extreme in an instance. And that's the idea of Zechira, Vayizkor Elokim es Noach. The idea of Zechira reflects that concept in Hashgacha, that there's no idea of a fixed Hashgacha, there's no idea of a momentum to the Hashgacha. There's an idea that Hashgacha can change, and the actions of God can change to the opposite extreme in a moment through man's actions and through man's deeds. It's almost like a train. I was thinking of another. It's like a train. If it's going east, you know, at 100 miles per hour, for it to all of a sudden turn and go into its opposite, you know, the opposite backwards, go west at the same exact with the same exact momentum, is a hard concept in the human realm to understand how it's possible without any transitional phase. But over here, by hashgacha can change. Even the very same hashgacha of midas hadin can go from one extreme. Those actions can go from one extreme and go to the opposite extreme. So that's the first idea of zechira, and it's vayizkor Elokim. It's not a chiddush. It's not an idea in God and how God remembers, but it's an idea that in the midst of one, you know, one framework of hashgacha, the opposite can occur. Okay. Any questions on that, or does that make sense? Or any questions on the Rashi?
Very clear.
Okay, good.
I wanted to ask, I have the idea that as a person is more perfected, it's more midas hadin.
Oh, that's a...
I'm trying to remember where I got the idea from. I think, like, for example, for Klal Israel, midas hadin would apply over midas hachmin. So, I don't know, maybe I'm thinking of two different things.
You see from the Rashi that it sounds like by the Rishonim, which is interesting, it says that first there was a state of Midas Rachamim, that God was bestowing Rachamim upon the Rishonim, and then they changed it into Din. But what does that show you about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his actions? It shows you that God's actions are really geared to help man, and God was merciful initially when it came to the Rishonim, but only they, through their actions, through their corrupt actions, changed that into Midas Adin. But but the idea at the beginning of Rashi that the world was in a state of Midas Adin and the actions of God were Midas Adin is because of the fact that it was in the midst of the world flooding up, and then all of a sudden the water started subsiding. So just expressing the same idea that the opposite concept or the opposite end of the hashgacha took hold immediately, like right away. Okay? All right, so let's move on. So that's the first idea of Zechira, and it's Rashi's idea. I saw another idea. It's not really, I don't know if it's the idea of Zechira, but I thought it was a different idea in Hashgacha, and it's related to this topic, so we'll just take it up, and then we'll go to the Ramban's idea of Zechira. But the first idea of Zechira, once again, is the concept that Hashgacha isn't fixed, and unlike man, Hashgacha can change and move from one extreme to the other very speedily and very quickly through man's perfection, through man's actions. But you also see number three. Look at number three. This is when Hashem saw that the people were corrupt. It says, "Vayar Hashem ki rabo ra'asa adam ba'aretz v'chol yeter machshavos libo rak ra'al kol yom." So Hashem saw that man was at a certain level of corruption, and all man was thinking about was evil. "Vayinachem Hashem ki asa adam ba'aretz v'yisatzei v'elibo." And Hashem regretted creating man, and he got very sad. It doesn't mean that he literally got sad. And then Hashem says that he's going to destroy all of mankind and all the animals as well, because he regretted making them. But then it says, but Noach was different. Noach found favor in the eyes of Hashem. And if you look at Unkelus, it says, Noach ashkach rachamin kadam ad Hashem, that Noach found mercy in the eyes of Hashem. Okay, so why did I compare this idea to the last idea? Because I saw another chiddush here that the Unkelus is pointing out. And maybe it's a simple idea, but it's similar to the idea before. In the midst of doling out, where Rashi says over here, this is where it was Hofeches to Midas Adin. It says, Vayomer Hashem Emches Adam. And Rashi before mentioned that Rachamim is being displayed first, Vayomer Hashem, and then it's switching into Midas Adin. So even as Hashgacha, as it relates to man, meaning God's actions and God's intervention with regard to man, is switching over from Rachamim to Din, there is the possibility of a particular situation of Rachamim. And that also is a Chiddush, because it's when you're angry at several people, let's say your kids, let's say you're angry at many of your kids, it's very hard to display the opposite with regard to one particular kid if you're angry at all the other kids. So to display or to reflect conflicting emotions, especially when one is dominant, is hard for man to do. But the idea is that the Hashgacha, and obviously God, who is the source of Hashgacha, is capable of doing that. It's capable of expressing opposite characteristics simultaneously. So even though Midas HaRachamim was switching over, it was Hofeches L'Midas HaDin, according to Rashi, at this point, in the very next pasuk, it says, V'Noach Matzachin Bein Yad Hashem. It says that Noach found Rachamim before God. So even as Midas Rachamim is switching to Midas HaDin with regard to the whole world and the whole and all of mankind and all of humanity, there's still the potential for Rachamim to exist in the particular, which is, as I said, a contradiction. But it's possible because of the perfection of Hashgacha and the system of Hashgacha, it's possible within Hashgacha to display opposite characteristics, opposite interventions. Okay? Okay, so that's really the same idea, but it's the first idea of Zechira. The idea of Zechira is a chiddush in Hashgacha and how Hashgacha works. It's not that Hashgacha is fixed, and Hashgacha isn't all-inclusive. So it could be switched in a very sudden way into the opposite extreme. And also, you can have particulars that express contradictory characteristics. You can have Midas Adin in a larger sense, but Midas Rachamim in a more particular sense. So you can have both. Okay? All right. So let's just look at the Ramban. The Ramban says a different shot than Rashi. And this is the second idea of Zechira. That is something that's critical to think about when you're approaching Zichronos. In number 5, the Ramban says, on the same Pasuk Aleph, Vayeskor Elokim es Noach, Vayeskol HaChayav es Kol HaBehemah. HaZechira ben Noach, so what is the Zechira ben Noach? Mepnei Shayat Tzadik Tamim, because he was a complete Tzadik, V'charata Lo Bris Latzilo. And Hashem had made a bris to save him. Okay? V'Noach Yichlol Zaro Asher Ito Sham. And Noach includes even his offspring that were with him there. V'lo Hiskirom, but they're not mentioned in particular, meaning Shem, Cham, and Yefes, Ki B'Schuso Nitzolo, because they were all saved because of Noach. It was because of Noach's Schus. Okay, so how would you characterize Zikaron according to the Ramban? The Ramban's not talking about Zikaron in the framework of changing God's Hashgacha and it switching from one extreme to the other, but he's saying that Zikaron is when what appears to us to be a past Shvuah, to be a past level of perfection, when that idea is maintained and is the source of Hashgacha, is the source of God's actions, that's Zechira. And let me elaborate on that concept, on what the Ramban's saying. Because before, really, Noach, when was this bris made with Noach? It was made very early on, when it says, Noach Matzachim B'nei Hashem, and Noach was a tzaddik at that time. And even through the whole ordeal, it would be possible that Noach's perfection would change. He could have lessened in his perfection, he could have enhanced his perfection, he must have changed as a human being over the course of the whole Mabul. But nevertheless, the idea of Zechira is that, unlike man, where when you make a promise in the past, based on a certain level of a person, or when you look at somebody, or if you view somebody in the past, your view of them will change over time, it'll dull over time. But the idea of God, the idea of Zikaron by God, is that there is no past, present, or future by God, and the concept is that perfection that Noach existed and warranted Shvuah would be unaffected by how Noach acted after the fact. So even if Noach lessened in his perfection or enhanced his perfection, the concept of the Shvuah, which is based on that one moment in time where Noach was perfected, even that could be the source of Hashgacha later on. So we look at it as a Zikaron because it looks to us that God is remembering a past event. But it's not remembering a past event. There is no past when it comes to God. But the idea is that Hashgacha can take a perfection that existed in the past and it doesn't dull. It doesn't get, the perception doesn't change. Our view of it doesn't change. Normally by a memory with regard to man, you know, our view of what happened in the past changes over time. We don't see it as clearly. We don't have the same view view of it as clearly. And also, if a person, let's say you looked at a person as a certain way, like let's say somebody was a great basketball player in high school, and then they get older, and when they're, you know, hypothetically in their 30s, and they're not as good at basketball anymore, so you don't remember, it's hard to remember that time period where the person was as great at basketball. It's very difficult for man to remember that. And you also, sometimes you exaggerate on the memory and you look at it as if you were greater than you actually were back in high school. Or, like, the fact that you've diminished over time will also affect the memory. But the idea of the Hashgacha, and also of God, who's the source of Hashgacha, is that by Zechira, there's no idea of that perception changing. And the Hashgacha can be sourced in a concept that was premised in the past and premised on a perfection that occurred in the past. Okay? So that's another chiddush in Zechira, and it's a totally different approach than Rashi's approach to the concept of Zechira. And he goes on. Let's just finish the Ramban and just add one more concept. He mentions the idea of the animals. He says, "Aval haZechira she'amar b'chaya uvevehema ena b'schus." By the animals, they're not remembered because they merited memory. She'ain bevali nefesh z'chus ochova zulasi ba'adam avado. That the only being that deserves merit is man, because we have free choice. They don't. Aval zechira bahem ki zachar es devar kacho she'amar v'haya olam. So what did God remember, so to speak? He remembered his holy words that created the world. V'haraton asher lo b'vriyasa olam ol lefanav. God's will to create the world came before him. V'ratza b'kiyama olam b'minin asher barabo. He wanted to continue the existence of the world with the minim, with the species that he already created, that already reflected the perfection of his creation. V'hinei ra atal dehotziyam shlo yichlu b'teva. And at this point, he saw it fit that they leave the teva so that they don't get destroyed in the teva. Okay, so he's saying, just for the last part of the Ramban's saying similar to what Rashi's saying. What's the chiddush of the Zechira by the animals? It's a similar idea that, see, even though God was in destructive mode, he was destroying the world, and he was really, the world really deserved to be destroyed, he's able to pull out concepts and creatures that existed when he initially created the world and have them fit into this new world and have them exist in the new world. So despite the fact that he's destroying the world and there's a corruption to the world that he's trying to rid, he also recognizes that there's a perfection in the world that deserves or would be beneficial to man. So the idea of the Zechira by animals is similar to what Rashi was saying also, which is that in spite of the fact that he's in the state of destroying or destruction, there's an ability of God to single out those elements which will benefit man, those elements of perfection, and save those elements and allow them to exist. Okay? All right, so I hope that was clear. So that's really the first pasuk. Vayeskor Elokim. I know it's a lot of ideas, so let me just summarize the ideas of the first psukim, and then we'll go on to the next set of psukim in Ksuvim. So the first pasuk is Vayeskor Elokim es Noach, that Hashem remembered Noach. And Rashi points out that the idea of Zechira is not... And it's an idea on how Hashgacha works, that you would think that there's a momentum to Hashgacha, but unlike man's actions, God's actions can change from one extreme to the other based on a perfection of man in a very sudden way. So that is the idea of Zechira. And Zechira is also an idea, according to the Ramban, a different idea. Zechira is the idea that a past event in man's eyes can bear the same weight, irregardless of the way man changed over time, can bear the same weight and can be the source of Hashgacha even later on. And by the animals, a similar idea that the animals that really, even though Hashgacha, God's actions were to destroy the world, there was an ability to bring out or to save those elements of the previous world that would still benefit man and that could still help man. So that's also a chiddush in the way Hashgacha works, the way that God relates, in the way that God relates to man. Okay? Is that clear? Does anyone have any questions? Is that too complicated? Do you want me to say it again, or no? Anybody? Somebody say something. Debbie.
Okay. I wanted to when you were saying talking about that, I thought that obviously, yeah. I think the other way around. I would think that obviously Hashgacha would differentiate between, you know, take out the good and the bad. Like I wouldn't think of Hashgacha to work like automatically, like. You know, like in destructive mode, kind of like a computer, I would think that it would differentiate.
Well, that is the idea. I mean, I think it's hard for man. I'm just trying to point out that man doesn't work, because it's Hashgacha and it's from God, there's a perfection to it. So you're right, that is the idea. The idea of the perfection of Hashgacha is that it could single out elements and it's not in like a mode or a momentum or, you know, the characteristic doesn't take over. As opposed to man, where man is imperfect in that sense, man cannot do that. So it's just highlighting. I think that's one of the ideas of Zichronos. It's highlighting the perfection of the Hashgacha of God, that it's precise and that it could change in a moment, that it doesn't work like man because it's not based on emotions and it's based on perfection. Okay? So that is the very idea. So maybe it's not a chiddush, but I think it's the idea that Zichronos is trying to highlight those concepts in how the Hashgacha works. Okay. So if we go on to the Ksuvim, the Tehillim, before we go on into the Tehillim, there's two Psukim that we're going to mention. One is Zecher Asal L'Nifl Osav Chanon V'Rachum Hashem, and the second one is Teref Nason L'Reov Yiskor L'Olam Briso. In your classic Machzorim, these are considered two separate Psukim of Zichronos, and there's a V'Ne'emar in between. And then there's a third one, Vayiskor Lahem Briso, Vayinachem Karov Chasadav. But the Rav Soloveitchik, in his Machzor, and this is a Girsa change for many people, he points out that really Zechar Asal L'Niflosov, which and the next one, Teref Nasan L'Reyov, is really one. It's really one idea in Zichronos, and then he adds in an extra pasuk. He adds in either Zechar L'Olam Briso Devar Tzival Alef Dor, or Zechor Hashem Levnei Edom Es Yom Yishlaim Hom Aru Hayisod Ba. So he didn't have these two psukim as two separate psukei Zichronos. He had them as one idea. So that's why we're gonna learn it as one idea, and we're gonna understand why he held that way. And you'll see soon in as we go through the psukim, you'll see why the Rav maintained that this is really one idea in Zichronos and not two separate ideas in Zichronos. So if you look at number six, it says, Zecher Asal Niflosov, Chanun V'Rachum Hashem. That Hashem makes remembrances for his wonders. Chanun V'Rachum Hashem. That Hashem is merciful and he's kind. Teref Nasan L'Reyov. He gave food. He gives food or he gave food to those who fear him. Yiskor L'Olam Briso. He remembers his covenant forever with Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Okay? So what is the meaning of this pasuk? Let's look at Rashi. Zecher Asa, Kavo Yisrael Shapsos Umoadim Umitzvos Shenemru Bahem Zacharta Ki Ayisa BeMitzrayim Lefishu Chanun V'Rachum Albana V'Chafetz L'Hatzdikom. So what does it mean that Hashem makes remembrances? It's talking about Shabbos and Moadim and Mitzvos, where it mentions Zacharta that you'll remember that you're in Mitzrayim. Why does he do that? Because he's Chanan V'Rachum, Albanav, on his children, V'Chafetz Latzdikam. It's his desire to make them righteous, to make them good. Okay? So why would the Rav, why do you think, why would the Rav not include this Pasuk, Zechar Asal L'Niflosav, in Zichronos? Why not? Why doesn't he count this as a separate idea in Zichronos? Because the Zichronos over here isn't an idea in God, it's an idea in mitzvos. It's not an idea in Hashgacha, and it's not an idea in the way God relates to man, but rather it's an idea in Zechar Asal Niflosov is a separate idea. It's in how man remembers God's wonders through the mitzvos. So that's why the Rav maintained that Zichronos only applies to Hashgacha and applies to God's Zikaron, and therefore he counts it as one area, because if you look at the end of Hey, it says Yiskor L'Olam Briso, which is talking about God's Zechira. Okay? So that's why the Rav included it as, or he made it into one category. So what is the idea, I think it's a basic concept. What is the idea of Zecher Asal L'Niflosov? Why is it God's Rachamim and his mercy and his kindness that he gave us this ability? So why do you think that is? It's not a trick question. Why are we praising God for giving us Zecher Asal L'Niflosov, for giving us remembrances of his wonders? And Rashi says, "Kavol Yisrael Shabbos Umoadim Umitzvos Shnemru Bahem V'Zacharta Ki Yisa B'Mitzrayim." So why do you think that is? Why are we thanking God, or why are we praising God for this? Because of memory, because of the idea of memory, which you were mentioning before. See, I gave you the basketball example, but there's whenever you remember anything, as time goes on, for a human being, our memories start failing us, and we start viewing the, we don't have the same view of the event that happened in the past. And the idea of Zecher Asal Niflosov is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognizes that Klal Yisrael and mankind, they can't just remember things without a system, without the halachic system, without the Torah system, to give us entities, to give us chefzos, to give us mitzvos that contain the ideas of the memories in order to make them real to us, in order to make them alive to us. So whereas normally if a person just didn't have mitzvos, if a person were were just commanded to remember these events, but he didn't have mitzvos, it'd be very difficult because our memories fade and our perception of the events would not be as real, would not be as strong. But attaching memories of the wonders of Mitzrayim or in the Midbar, attaching them to mitzvos and Shabbos and Moed, so it gives it a reality. It gives it concretizes the events of the past, and it helps us with our failing memories. It helps us in order that we understand God and Hashgacha differently because of that. So I think that's just a simple idea. It's not really a big chiddush, but the Mitzudas David, he has a different idea of the Psukim, and we're going to take his approach in explaining Zecher Asal Nefo'osav. If you look at number 8, he says, Zecher Asal Nefo'osav, Kimashikasa Bimon. He says it's a reference to the Mon. It says by the Mon, Kachts and Senes Achas, V'hanacho So Lemishmeres, Laman Tiel Lezikaron. So in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu in the Midbar, he told Aaron to take the Mon and put it into a jar and place it in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. As a remembrance, Chanun, why? Ki hu Chanun v'rachum v'lazeh asa zikaron al anisim l'man yetivu darcham yikabluschar. So this is one of the kindness and the rachamim of God that He gave us memories of the nisim that occurred, and it's a reference to the mon that the mon itself was placed into a jar and it was put into the Kodesh Kadashim. And he goes on. Look at number 9. He says teref zehamon shakilko bo anche dor midbar. Once again, he mentions the mon. So what's the tariff? What's the food that was given to those who fear him? That's a reference to the mon again. Yiskor ki zachar le'olam habris asher karas es Avram la'aviyam la'aretz v'lazeh af ki marubo lochasru davar. So Hashem remembers the covenant that he made to Avram to bring them into Eretz Yisrael. And even if they rebel, there's nothing lochasru davar. Nothing will be missing from this covenant. And he will take them into Eretz Yisrael. Okay? So the Psukim, according to the Mitzudas David, are referencing Zicharon in the framework of the Mon. That Zichar Asal Linefo'osav is a reference to the Mon. And the other idea of the end of the Pasuk, Teref Nasan Lerov, Yiskor Lalom Briso, is also a reference to the Mon. So what's so special about the Mon? I want to understand the nace of the Mon. Why would you say, this is a question also for everybody on the phone line, why would you say the Mon was a unique nace? What made it a unique nace? As opposed to any other nace that occurred in the Midbar. What was so special about the Mon? Or that made it different?
It was every day.
Yes, good. Okay, it was every day. Very good. Yeah, it was every day. So that's one of the... As opposed to, let's say Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf was very brief, right? But the Mon was consistent. And not only was it consistent, but it lasted for all the years that they were in the Midbar, for many, many years. So it was very consistent. It was a consistent nace, and it occurred for many years. Okay, look at number 10. It says Vayomer. These are the psukim that talk about preserving the mon. It says Vayomer Moshe el Aaron, Kachtin Tzen Sachas V'Sen Shamalomer Mon V'Anachu Solti Hashem V'Meshmeres Dor Seichem. And this is my bar mitzvah parsha, so I know the psukim pretty well. Kasher Tziva Hashem Al Moshe V'Yanichu. Aaron lifnei ha'idusel mishmaras uvnei Yisrael achlus aman arba'im shana ad bo'am alert no shavas is aman achlus ad bo'am oktzei eretz kinan. So it's the same story that Moshe said to Aaron, take the mon, put it in a jar, put it in front of the in the Kodesh Kedashim, and he did that, and they ate the mon, all the years in the Midbar, 40 years until they got into Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so look at the Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra says that idea that was mentioned. Number 11, Uvnei Yisrael, Zeha Nes Haya Gadol Mikol Anisim. The Mon was the greatest Nes, according to the Ibn Ezra. Shinasu Al Yidei Moshe, which was done through Moshe. Ki Nisim Rabu Hayu B'mon. There are many Nisim by Mon. Ya'amdu Ve'amdu Arba'im Shana. And it lasted for 40 years. Ve'lo Kol Anisim Achirim. But none of the other Nisim really lasted that long. If you think back to the Nisim in the Midbar, if you think back to the Makos, the Nisim in the Midbar, they're very brief. They didn't last as long as the Nes of the Mon. The Nes of the Mon was the greatest Nes because of its consistency and because of the fact that it lasted for... There are so many aspects to the Nes of the Mon, but also because it lasted for so long. So that's the greatness of the Mon. But how does that fit into the idea of Zikaron? Or why is that a Chiddush? Why is that a unique idea in Zikaron? Okay? And Zechira, because the Pasuk says, Zechar Asal Nifl Osav, which is a reference to the Mon, putting the Mon in the jar. But at the end of the Pasuk, it says, Teref Nasan Li Reav, that Hashem gave food, meaning he gave Mon to those who fear him. Yiskor Lo Lombriso, and he remembers the covenant forever. Okay? So once again, I want to just highlight, because I think the idea of Zichronos is the difference between, you know, man's actions and God's actions, and the way that we remember things, and the way that we should understand the concept of Zikaron as it refers to the Hashgacha. So when we remember things and we act based on the memory, it's usually very brief. It's very hard to keep a memory as consistent as possible for a long period of time. Like, you have other things going on in your life, for a human being, you have other things going on in your life, and your perception of the memory has faded. But aside from fading, let's say you remember, I used to mudslide in camp, you know, which is totally random, but I used to mudslide in camp. So let's say you remember that. It's very hard to keep a memory and to act based on the memory in a consistent manner for a long period of time. Because the nature of memory and the way memory works is that usually you remember something. Maybe because I remember that I mudslided in camp, so maybe I'll go mudsliding one time. But it's very hard to keep a memory and the actions that are tied to a memory consistent for a long period of time. That's virtually impossible for mankind. To keep it real and to keep the actions based on it in a consistent manner is difficult, is almost impossible. But for the way that Hashgacha works is that Hashgacha can be, even the Hashgacha of a nes, which is a breach in the laws of nature, it can persist for a long period of time based on a concept in the past, what we view as the past. So we view the covenant that God made to Avraham, really, as happening before the Midbar, but that idea or that concept was responsible for a consistent nes for 40 years. And that's really a chiddush in the idea of Hashgacha, that the Hashgacha can last for a long period of time based on one idea. And whereas man, we would have an idea in the past and we would quickly act on it and then forget it. But by Hashgacha, and the source of Hashgacha, even if it's a past event in our eyes or in our mind, it could be the source of a consistent breach of the laws of nature, of consistent Nisim for 40 years by the Mon. And that's how, you know, that's another idea in Zechira. That's a Chiddush in the idea of Zechira. Okay? Okay, any questions? Thoughts? All right, so I want to skip the next source, the Radak, and then we'll just go to the last set of psukim in the Nevi'im, and then I'll summarize everything. So the last set of psukim, or the last pasuk that we're going to take up tonight in the shir is Yirmiyahu Perek Beis, and it says, Haluch v'karasa be'oznei Yerushalayim lemor koromar Hashem zacharti lach chesed ni'urayach ahavas kelulosayach lechteich acharai b'midbar be'eretz lozra. So go out and call in the ears of Yerushalayim to say, so said Hashem, I remember the kindness of your youth, the love of your nuptials, that you went after me in the Midbar, be'eretz lo zeruah, into a land that was not planted, was not sown. Okay? So what's avas klulosayach? What is that a reference to? Avas klulosayach, that Hashem's remembering. He remembers two things. Chesed nu'rayach, meaning he's talking about Klal Yisrael here. So he remembers Klal Yisrael, the kindness of their youth when they were younger in the past, and Avas Klulosayach, the love of your nuptials. What is that talking about? What is the love of your nuptials when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So look at the, it's a reference, look at the Mitzvot David, Milas Kala, Vatikra Kain, so it's like the same as Kala, Klulosayach. Vatikra Kain Shu Inan Eloi Hayofi, Kimo Klilas Yofi. It's like the height of beauty, like the perfection of beauty, like a kala. Vakala bimei chupasa hi kalula b'chomine yofi v'kishut. Because the kala, the bride, in the time of when you get married, is usually most beautiful. She's in the state of her most beautiful state, typically by the wedding, and that's the idea of klulosayach. But where is it? What's it talking about? It's talking about the by Har Sinai. If you look in Rashi, just he says lekrasa lokim. Where is that? That's by that's in Shemos, but it says Magid Shashchina Yotza Lekrasam Kechasan Hayotze Lekras Kal. That by Har Sinai, it says Hashem went out to Klal Yisrael like a chasan to a kala. V'zoshenem Hashem misinai ba v'lo nemar lesinai ba. Okay, so at the time of Har Sinai, Klal Yisrael, they're viewed as a kala, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or the Shechina, is really viewed as the chasan. And the idea in the pasuk is Zacharti lachesed nu'rayach avas klulosayach. That Hashem remembers the kindness of our youth, and the Ava, the love of the nuptials. Okay, so what is this idea of Zechira here? What is the concept of Zechira? So the idea of the height of beauty and Klal Yisrael being most beautiful in the Kaaba at Har Sinai is that very idea that there is that the when you get married, the wedding day is an exciting event, is the most exciting event in your life, or one of the most exciting events in your life, and you have a certain image of the bride, and that image is like almost like the most beautiful point in or the most beautiful way that you look at your wife from that image. And it's typically like the wife is she's wearing a beautiful dress and she has all the jewelry on and she's beautified to the height of perfection at the wedding. And that's like that's an image that it's a very powerful image, and it's almost like it's like the perfect image in the man's mind, in a person's mind. So the idea of Klal Yisrael is that the perfection of Klal Yisrael, the perfect image of Klal Yisrael, the perfect situation, environment, I shouldn't say environment, but the perfect image of Klal Yisrael was at Har Sinai, where they were ready to get the Torah. They were all prepared. The idea that they were beautiful because they were, in jewelry and Yofi Vekishut, was that they were prepared completely and wholeheartedly to accept the Torah, and they wanted to get closer to God. So that was the greatest moment and the greatest image of Klal Yisrael that could exist at Har Sinai. So the idea of Zecharti Lachesed Nurayich Avas Klulo Sayich is the concept that even it's similar to what we said before, but even if Klal Yisrael changes in their actions, but there's the concept that our potential and the height of our the height of our potential, which was manifested at Har Sinai, that idea should persist beyond Har Sinai, and that could be a source of hashgacha even beyond Har Sinai, is the idea of Zecharti Lachesed Nurayich Avas Klulo Sayich. The concept that even though as years go on, Klal Yisrael changes and they evolve, and their actions will never live up to the image and the state that they were in at Har Sinai, because it's just impossible, because that was the height of Klal Yisrael and the height of their perfection. But nevertheless, Hashgacha can, Zecharti Lachesed Nurayich Avas Klulo Sayich Lechteich Acharei B'Midbar, it means that God's actions and Hashgacha can still manifest upon Klal Yisrael based on that ideal state, based on that perfected state. And Rashi adds in that the other idea on the perfection of Klal Yisrael was, he says that when they were leaving Mitzrayim, it says Lechteich Acharei B'Midbar Be'eretz Lo Zeruah, that in number 16, Im Yisem Shavim Elai Ta'avasi L'Rachem Aleichem, that God, if you are Shavim, if you do tshuva, God's desire is to have mercy upon you. Ki Zacharta Chesed Nurayich V'Avas Klulas Chupaseich. So he references that idea. What is the Chesed Nurayich? Lechteich achar shluchi Moshe va'aron me'eretz noshaves yatzasem. So he went after Moshe and Aaron from a land that was inhabited, l'midbar, into the midbar. Ve'ein tzeda l'derech ki yamantem, but you didn't have any food, and because you believed in me. Okay, so Hashem is saying that the hashgacha to accept shavim and to have rachamim on shavim can still be based on the ideal state, the perfected state of Klal Yisrael. And when was that perfected state? When they were leaving Mitzrayim and they put their trust and their security in God, and at Har Sinai when they were like a kala, when they were ready to accept the Torah. So even nowadays, even Bizman Hazeh, so that idea, that concept of our ideal, our potential, and our perfect state can still affect the way God interacts and the rachamim that God has for man, even nowadays. And that's what it means, that he's mis'aved l'shavim, that he desires shavim. That even if you do tshuva nowadays, the idea of zechira, the concept that of our ideal state, that could still exist, and that existed, can be a basis for hashgacha even nowadays, bizman hazeh. Okay? All right, so that was the shiur for tonight. A lot of deep ideas. And let me just summarize the concepts, the ideas, and then, any questions anybody has, just please ask me. So we'll go back to the first pasuk of Zechira, or the first idea, that you should know that God doesn't remember like man remembers. He doesn't forget anything. In fact, in the actual Machzor itself, it says, Zocher, I think, Ein Shicha Neged Einecha. So it says there's no forgetfulness in the eyes of God. So the idea of Zechira has nothing to do with God remembering, because God doesn't remember, that would be an imperfection. But it's an idea in Hashgacha and how we view Hashgacha and concepts that we can glean from Hashgacha. And the first idea in Zechira is by Noach, that the world was being destroyed, and Midas HaDin was being expressed. And through the Tefillah of Tzaddikim, which creates the, or which is responsible for the idea of Zechira, the Hashgacha can change drastically to the opposite extreme. And we also saw in the Ramban a little bit of a different idea. We saw that the concept of Zechira by Noach is the idea that despite the change in Noach, any change in his demeanor and his perfection, but the Shvua, which was made based on a certain level of perfection, could be preserved and could be the source of Hashgacha later on. And even in the animals, according to the Ramban, there could be differentiation in Hashgacha. You can have, you know, Midas HaDin, and you can have destruction, but you can also have salvation within that in order to benefit man, which is a perfection in how Hashgacha works. Then we went on to the Tehillim, the Ksuvim, and we said the Rav, just the halachic point, the Rav maintains that you add in an extra pasuk, and the two pasukim of Dalet and Hey and Perek Kuf Yud Aleph in Tehillim are really one idea in Zikaron. And the idea is tied to the Mun, that Zikaron in man's framework is typically short, and it doesn't last for a very long time. But the idea of Zikaron in terms of Hashgacha by the Mun was that the Chiddush of the Mun, the greatness of the Mun, was that it lasted for so many years, for 40 years. And the idea that it could be based on one concept that happened in the past, or one idea that happened in the past in our minds, but is consistent and persistent, is the Chiddush in Hashgacha, and the way Hashgacha works. Whereas by man, it's very hard to take a memory and act on that memory for a consistent amount of time. By the Hashgacha is not the case, but it can do that. And then the last idea was the concept of the ideal image of Klal Yisrael, that we recognize that Hashgacha isn't just based on man's actions now, but also it could take into account the ideal state that we were in at some point in Klal Yisrael as a whole, and that ideal state was by Har Sinai. And he says, even nowadays, so if you're a shav, if you do tshuva, there's a hashgacha for mercy, that God will act in line with mercy. And the reason being, because of the state that we were in the past. So even in the ideal state in our minds, which occurred at Har Sinai in the past, can be a source of hashgacha, can be an idea or a concept of hashgacha, even bizman hazeh. So that's the last chiddush in Zechronos. Okay, so I hope that helped us in understanding Zichronos. And next week, I want to take up Shofros, the last, you know, element of Musaf. Any questions or any thoughts? Anything? All right, so everybody have a good Shabbos, this Shabbos, and next week, okay?